In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to another edition of the Gangsta Chronicles. I'm Big Steel with my homeboys.
This is Reggie Wright.
And James McDonald.
Tonight we're going to talk about having strong enemies is a blessing. Nipsey Hussle's final and really prophetic tweet. What do you guys think about that?
Man, that was deep. That was deep because, you know, I'm under the motto of these days and lately of I don't know who my enemies and who my friends are now. So, you know, you got to keep them all close in my mind, but that's a deep tweet, and we'll get into more of what he really meant by that. But he was throwing out, a subliminal message about along that line. What you think about that, James?
I watched everything. I watched the news and all that. It's envy, man. You know, you got your homeboys envy, you know, hating on you. You come up and you move out the hood and then you come back to the hood. This is something every day. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to come out a rapper. You can come out the hood from, you know, your dealings in the hood and walk away and come back, and this is what you have. Now in the day, you don't have, there's no respect and loyalty in the neighborhood no more. You know, it's no teaching from the big homies. It's all youngsters doing what they want to do. And, you know, I truly believe this is a sad thing because this young man was doing his thing. He had a lot of people that loved him. And you know, listening to him, I guarantee you, a lot of people didn't understand. And I seen all the fucked up tweets where they were saying that he was hypocritical about the next day he wanted to do something with the police. He was dealing with the police, not to say, I want you to help me and my big homies. He was trying to get with the police to help him with the kids. So the kids didn't grow up the way he grew up. So the kids didn't turn into the, you know, the gangbanging shit. So he had a strong message, and people just don't understand him.
You know, Gates Chronicle, we just had a special guest walk in the studio, a guy I follow a lot on Instagram and on the YouTube channel. He's real famous. I'm putting him on the spot. He just walked in for a meeting, and he just said what's up to the people. And I saw he even put out a dedication to Nipsey, so I know he had a lot to say about the young man as well. This is Bosco 100, and he had a personal relationship with him.
Yo. What's the deal?
Yeah, welcome to Gangsta Chronicles, Bosco.
That's what this is?
Gangsta Chronicles 100. Oh, yeah, this is Miles James, and I'm Reggie Wright. All right. So, Bosco, so you can tell us what you think on the situation. I know what side you're from, but we all men, which is first and God-fearing.
It ain't even like blood crip thing. That shouldn't even be presented. Like, that's not, honestly, like, that's the last thing on my mind. Like, that dude was a prolific member in the community. Like people don't even understand. Like I connected with that dude on a whole nother, on a spiritual level. Like him being a Leo and just his whole energy, his spiritual energy was just like crazy. Like people, that dude was a bright. I we of the enlightened. There's certain people you meet and they of the enlightened, or they, you know, they. I'm a yeah, like and he was one of them. Like, I swear to God, he had like a. He just had this.
I like that you said he's a Leo, because I know his birthday was August the 15th.
Yeah.
Mine August the 5th, so I'm a Leo as well.
Okay, yeah, I'm July 28th.
Okay.
I connected with him on that whole. I understood him, bro, and I felt his whole message and everything that he was putting out there. I really felt it, and it was just like just seeing him go the way he went, like, it's just like a fucked up thing, like, you know what I mean? Just the way niggas ran and left him like that, like, it's like nobody was even courageous at all, and it was nobody courageous around him, like,
honestly to say, everybody ain't cut like that, but the way that cat was firing at him, I mean, didn't nobody get hit like to that serious. His target, he went after his target.
Yeah.
And everybody else got out of the way.
Everybody else scared. Everybody else scattered. Like, yeah, exactly. Just looked like, I mean, you know, I can't, like, I don't want to, like, put it on nobody's shoulders, because at the same time, like, I done been in plenty of shootouts and situations. Exactly. And you know what I mean? Everybody, when it's going down, everybody, you go into survival mode. Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? You go into survival mode. Everybody ain't going to go into courageous mode, you know what I mean? So it's like, I can't be mad at niggas at the same time, but I just feel like niggas, like, could have did more to save his life, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you looked at the video, this cat shot, walked away, seen him moving again, and then a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left
out the kick.
Now, I was telling Reg earlier, for somebody to do that, man, this cat had to have been really mad at something. This dude was ticked off. These is homies. Yeah. They from the same hood. They doing their thing. So whatever their confrontation was, I mean, that had to have been really on some BS for him to even think, like, okay, I'm finna kill this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because this is somebody you used to hang around with.
Yeah, and I don't play devil advocate on that, and you know, from the law enforcement side. What I really felt, though, is the disrespect that came in from what I'm hearing. None of us here, but it seemed like they were trying to say, like Nipsey had disrespected the brother by calling him a snitch and putting him out there like that, and he hadn't acted like that towards him before. Which is not true. Okay.
I mean,
and so I'm just saying, so let's just clear it up. I know y'all know more, and because this is just what we hear.
We don't know. Like,
but from a gangbanging perspective, if that was it,
yeah.
Then
and you got
now
the video
you see why
before.
He thinking like he did, and then like, you know, went back and forth before.
Now he feeling played.
But
like
now
not,
the dude just got out of jail, and now you acting this way.
I tell everybody in the streets, man. The big homies, they raise their little homies, and they raise them. You gangsters, you out there thugging. You know what I'm saying? For this, to watch that video, this little cat was with the business.
This ain't his
first rodeo.
Nah, he was a killer.
And everybody got to understand that, man. Today, you can't just beat up one of just no thug nigga. We learned that in Death Row. Mm-hmm. You ain't just finna beat up on no nigga that this ain't happening to me.
And don't expect no repercussion.
Don't expect repercussion.
Yeah.
So today, and that ain't the time no more. But that dude in jail now, and I say we should just think about Nipsey. This was a cool little dude. And to be 33 years old and be out there like he was, mm-hmm.
and helping the people that he was helping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They said when his partners just got out of jail, he had clothes and was trying to get his boy and do his thing.
Exactly.
Now, we got a lot of homies in every neighborhood that look out for the homies when they get out of jail.
Yeah.
I mean, but he was just doing so much. Then, you know, like I said earlier, these people criticizing his brother for having a meeting with the police. Wait a minute, man. How many of us are courageous enough to do that? To email the chief of police and say, we need to have a meeting about the violence in our hood. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people ain't understanding. He know he can't save the big homies.
Yeah.
He know he can't save the ones that's out there. But, you know, doing the park and all of this, the man always talk about the kids. And that's his give back.
It's not about the homies and reaching the homies. Like, that's the thing. Like grown people is grown people. Like, as a person with a platform and somebody that has a voice, like, it's our job to reach and speak to the youth. Like,
exactly.
Like, if I can help an adult, if I can help a grown person, then I'm on forward. But my focus and my goal is to reach the youth. Like, you people already lived your life and been responsible for it. Like, I'm trying to be the voice to talk down to the youth and help
and
them.
That's one way to get it to stop. If you stop the youngsters,
exactly,
your nephews and your little cousins, then you stop everything else.
See, the thing is, it start at home. A lot of this shit start at home. A lot of this shit is the upbringing and the mentality, you know what I mean, of these niggas. And it starts at home. Like a lot of this shit, if a nigga woke up and your mama was cussing and fussing and get your stupid ass up and get your ass out my house and clean up my foot, like, that shit has a mental, it take a mental toll on a young
trust
nigga.
Me,
like,
I
you,
know.
You
yeah.
go to school mad, like, you feel me? Yeah. You go to school mad and end up bullying and slapping on a nigga because you getting bullied. Like, it starts at home. Like, motherfuckers need to, like, get these home settings right.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What I was saying.
And let's clear this up. We're not maybe even, because we wasn't there, and so we don't know all the facts.
No,
we done heard some things, and there's some things out there where he's saying that they came and gave, he gave them pound, you know, like Dap, and said, what's up? Left, said he was going to get a burger, and came back, shooting. And so much stuff out there, and so we don't want to get stuck or saying like we saying this is how it happened, because that's not what we're saying.
No, the conversation.
We just putting out street politics and how things go on from Bosco, but that's, who's there, and James, who's been there.
Let me what you call them, Reds, because the only thing we're saying is that's what happens in the neighborhood on that side of the fence. And these are the things that was happening with Nipsey at the time. His whole business, his whole focus was kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, keep on.
And this was his thing of what he was doing. So, I mean, you have a lot of people.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people out there just on some straight 100 and some other shit.
So that's what I'm saying. We just mainly speaking on generalization of situations like that.
Exactly.
And we're not trying to say this case is specific, you know, how it went down.
You're right.
Yeah. Because I'm sure there's going to be some other things that come out in the upcoming days.
Well, I'm truly saying the man had a brilliant plan. And for people to say that he was contradicting himself because he was calling, you know, having this meeting with the chief of police to save his youth, that he's, you know, he contradicting himself.
Yeah, that's young minds in my mind. That's young mind. Because I've seen things where people say, why he never moved out? People don't know that man moved out, took his family. He was living in Atlanta. You know, he was living out in Atlanta. He had a nice little spot in Malibu at one time, and then he got a nice little living in some high-rising apartments. I heard a lady that's be with Stephen A. Smith the other day said they lived in the same building when he's in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So the man moved out, but, you know, got out of the hood, which he was supposed to. And that's the way, you know, he's making his money. But he was still coming back to help. And doing what he's supposed to do.
And that's everybody demise when you come back to the neighborhood. He could have just bounced. But either way, if he'd have left the neighborhood and never came back, he wronged for that. And then he come back and help.
Like he did.
Then
he owned that whole shopping center.
Exactly.
Most people
then
don't
everybody
know that.
Is whoop the whoop on you. Yeah. And if I don't help one, that one going to get drunk, get the next one. Oh, the homie, he done flipped. That nigga ain't from the hood no more.
Yeah.
That's the way shit happens. That's the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, man, keep your enemies close. You got to pay attention to who you fucking with. But we don't know. We don't know.
That's the thing. You know, the thing is, man, we as the black race, man, we almost have a sociopathic issue, man, you know, a homicidal issue, man, because the thing is, like Bosco was saying earlier, we experience all this pain in our household, and we go out and transfer that pain to somebody else. All it is right now is a big transference of pain, because this situation is very sad. It's sad for Nipsey. It's sad for the brother that's going to jail because now his parents. So you got a cycle of people. When you go out and gun somebody down, you ain't just doing something to that person. You're doing something to that man's mama, his daddy, his auntie, his grandma. So you got a generation of pain. And ain't no telling what little kid that's in Nipsey's life going to feel that pain and that impact and going to go out and transfer that pain to somebody else. So it's just like a vicious cycle.
Yeah, and James can speak on this better than anybody because he experienced this firsthand. His brother was killed by somebody that grew up with all of us. And that, you know, that
was, man,
the title of this show.
Eating, sleeping, showering, just there in the shack, which we all hung out. I mean, but just, I mean, that is, this right here can happen to anybody. This can happen to anybody being in the hood. Every last one of us are subject to this right here. And I can go way back. I can go back to early 80s when cats first started, came out with the crack, and motherfuckers was making money. And, oh, man, that nigga making money. He ain't fucking with us no more. Let's get him. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be like that. But it is like that. So, I mean, you got a lot of cats out here just don't give a fuck. It is what it is. Some say it is what it is. You got a lot that's doing this right now, trying to make a change. But it outweighs itself, because if you had everybody on the same page, we'd be good. You know what I'm saying?
And it's powerful.
Man, it's so much. And it really don't take much to get rid of this situation. You just got to have some strong heads involved. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why it takes guys like you and Bosco, who's older than been out there. And I love what both of y'all energy, because you can find both of y'all on YouTube. And that's all y'all been talking of lately. It's positive things, mainly about the kids and trying to educate the young kids. Because the most dangerous person, you know, in America, they used to tell us when I was in law enforcement and all of that, was a black man between the age of 16 and 25, because he has nothing to lose. He didn't have anything. But now, and y'all know how y'all were back in between that age bracket, but look at y'all now. Y'all all on positive. I'm glad that y'all made it out and y'all can do it and speaking like this, because y'all now, you know, it's all on that positive. And what we mainly here for is to try to tell the young kids and the young dudes as best we can by y'all experience that this is the way to go.
Man, I like, and this is just straight basically on Nipsey. I'm 54 years old, man. I done seen it all. I done seen it happen. I done seen the best get turned into nothing. I done seen brothers' reputations go from good to bad in 30 minutes just because a motherfucker hates you. You know what I'm saying? Just because he trying to prove a point to the next cat. And you defamed in one day, 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days when they said paperwork, you had to have that right then and there to execute, to get rid of a person. You know what I'm saying? You don't need that no more. You don't need that no more. All you need is conversation. And once you lost the loyalty in the neighborhood, you don't have no more loyalty. You might have 4 or 5 motherfuckers that fuck with each other. Your hood is 100 strong, but you only fuck with 5. That ain't good. You got to have a whole hood. Back in the days when I was doing it, we walked 15, 25 deep through the hood. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now you don't get that no more. Yeah. You don't get that no more.
Clicking up and all that.
So the only way these kids will get it, and I'd say the way Nipsey was doing it was 100, because now I'm involving the police on that. So whatever they got, trainings or whatever, to keep the kids away or stop them from thinking, speeches or whatever, man, you got to applaud that dude, because at least he tried. He only 33. He ain't seen that much.
Exactly.
He ain't seen that much, but he's smart enough to know, just, man, this shit ain't worth it. If I can change, and he said this, if I can change, everybody else can change. I'd be a damn fool to not think I'm not going to get killed out here, or one day this can happen to me. You know what I'm saying? So, man, he just flipped all of that bad energy he had and went and said, man, I'm finna do this. And everybody got to respect the fact that he's doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like this fucking idiot that got on Facebook. Y'all didn't see that? Clown. And said, oh, I whoop.
Clown.
Stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Whoever that dude is, somebody should have broke his fucking neck.
Who was it?
Some guy got on Facebook.
Claiming it. Clout chasing, man.
Saying that he did it. I just left him over there. Whoop, this and that. Whoever sat there and talked to that guy should do something to him. And the reason why I say that, the biggest problem that we all have as black men, being in the hood or whatever, being in the hood, never knew each other, never seen each other. I introduced myself to everybody. What's happening, black man? How you doing, black man, now? All that other shit. But our biggest problem is talking about each other, hating what the next motherfucker got, man. You can get a job, get out there and get your own shit. If you don't get it, don't get it. But let me stop being the only one to talk, because I'm about to start.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You got a point, and all this needs to be talked about. It's like the biggest problem we got in our communities, too, is that there's this big – we breeding our kids to hate authority. We breeding our kids not to like the police. We breeding our kids not to do them. And, you know, the thing is like this. One thing I noticed, Reggie, you was a police officer.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed is that everybody knew your pops.
Yeah.
That's how it should be with the police. It shouldn't be a thing when the police roll around the corner. The kids are scared. They should know who the police officer is. They should have it really to where kids, if you was born in Compton and raised
in the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Compton, that's where you should be patrolling at. Them the people they should be trying to get. It should be people policing their own community.
And they try to push that. And in fairness to Reggie Senior, he had, you know, because he was born and raised in the Imperial Court housing projects in Watts, and so he always knew that. He was before what they call community policing in the city of Compton, where he was the type of officer that goes around and would meet people and know with them, talk to them, believe, why you got to treat these people like that? Even me, when I was a young and dumb cop, he used to be like, why are you being like this? These are people you went to school with. These are people who you grew up with. Why are you being like that? You didn't learn this shit from me.
Exactly.
Why are you like that? You know, these people don't want to be doing this. They didn't want to, she didn't want to, you know, be in this situation, and they just was dealt that hand.
Reggie Wright was so solid on the streets. He didn't just deal with the Bloods. He dealt with everybody. Reggie Wright used to get out of his car and just shoot the shit with us. With everybody. Motherfuckers had pistols on him when Reggie didn't know, but had pistols on him talking to him. You know, he'd just get out the car, man, what you do today? What you do? Him and Mr. Ford, Lee Ford, father.
Yeah.
They were just positive. But we did our own thing.
right after Reggie leave, we off doing our thing. But Reggie Wright, man, talked to everybody. He was like, he just kept it 100. Reggie Wright was the only one I would turn myself into.
And in fairness, they didn't know this. They didn't learn this until after the riots and stuff like that. Police departments didn't get into the community policing and all of that until later. And they would just like kick ass and take names prior to that. Prior to they seeing, wait a minute, your ass gonna go to jail after the Rodney King incident happened. And they seen how the prosecutors and all of them was against them for the first time on the other, they were on the other side of the table. And they were like, wait a minute, what did I do wrong? Because this is all that they knew until they showed that to everybody. That was the best thing for it to be for law enforcement, for it to be on TV. So other cops can see that, hey, wait a minute, this ain't cool. This is not acceptable. This is not what the community wants. And if you do this, your ass gonna go to jail.
Reg, I got a question for you. Being in the streets, being in the police car, you bring all these white cops to Compton. They don't know nothing about us. The first time when they get out the car, they got their hand on their gun because they're scared. They're scared. They feel like they're gonna get killed. They feel like they're in Vietnam. Did you feel like that when you came through the hood? And you know that's how they get down. So we ain't finna trust them. Just putting our hands up and this and that. And you put your hands up, you got to stick to your ass or the back of your head, that type of shit. That's what Reggie Wright didn't do. But the rest of them that come through, you couldn't have a good rapport with them because their mind is already made up when they hit the corner.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was how you was trained, to be honest. I remember riding in the police car.
With a guy.
And he knew my history. He knew because I had worked in jail since I was 19 years of age. I was one of those fortunate enough to become a cop earlier when I was 23 after I graduated from college. But he rolled around and he was in the car with me on like about 2 or 3 months on the job. And he said, I wish they would drop a bomb on this city and kill all these motherfuckers in there. And I looked at him and I was like, what are you talking about? You know, there's 5,000, maybe 4,000 bad motherfuckers in this city, and there's 100,000 people in the city. But my grandparents, both my grandmothers lived in Compton at that time. My grandparents, so you want them to drop a bomb on my grandparents? I said, take me back to the station. I'm not riding with your ass. And, you know, fortunately I had the ability to do that because, you know, my father was high up in the ranks and there. Most people didn't have the ability or the smarts to say, wait a minute, what you saying is some bullshit, you know, because they couldn't call him on that because they didn't know any better. My point to that is that's how you were trained. This is how the motherfuckers was training you back then. And so that's why a lot of the situations happen.
So just a whoop ass and just take names kind of mentality.
Prior to the Rodney King stuff. Now, you know, these cops now have fallen for this from the cameras because who experienced with everybody with the camera stuff?
Mm-hmm.
But you notice there haven't been that many incidents happening with the cops and the camera stuff, so they're learning. Because the one thing is happening, you know, and a lot of them is getting found not guilty, but the prosecutors are putting these motherfucking cops in jail when they get caught. And cops are losing their jobs.
Yeah, you know what, though? And that's the thing. One thing, you know, speaking to camera phones.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm so sick of motherfuckers when something happening. You see a bunch of motherfuckers with their phones out filming some shit. Like I saw the black lady get kicked in the face, and motherfuckers over there just filming the shit.
Well, it's that's the best way.
Like you know,
that's the only way that they're gonna believe that it happened.
But what the hell?
Sitting in jail if they didn't have that video camera.
No, it's a black dude. What he's saying is a black dude with the camera.
At the same
what
time,
you white can't boy. Go over there and jump on the cop.
No, this is not a cop. This is a regular nigga. A regular dude in a bus just don't kick the old lady in the face, 70-year-old woman. It would have been, I'd have pad my feet so far up that motherfucker's ass that it would have been there.
People got to take action.
For real.
Yeah, you got to take action.
I'm one of those that believe, and then that's probably because of my law. You know, law enforcement experience. There's somebody that sent me on Facebook as we was walking in there, where you can't really. I tell people to go ahead and comply while you're on the streets. Tape as much as you can, and you always can go and complain. Because one thing about the departments now, if you get one complaint, ain't nothing gonna happen. Two complaints, they're gonna start looking at you with a raised eyebrow. But you get three complaints of the same type of complaint. Trust me, law enforcement, they're going to start dealing with the guys, and they're going to start reassigning them. So we got to learn to just go and complain when this bad things happen to you. Because if it happened to you, smoke, trust me, departments are taking care of guys that's doing that.
Let me say this. You already know you're in a no-win situation when you come up against three police officers and you standing there. But I got homies next to me. Now, they start whooping my ass. My homies ain't helping. They got the phone. Why the fuck you doing this? Woo, woo, woo. No, you already know you cannot buck the system. They got the pencil. They writing down what they want to write down, what charges they want. All you got to do is sit there and just, okay, whatever, woo, woo. Half of the shit ain't even necessary because you already know what they want to do to you. So we got to understand that first. So what I'm saying is we got to be more smarter than what we are. We bite into their bullshit when they get to saying stupid shit. And we've been doing it for a long time. As soon as you try to have a get together or a sit down or whatever, they fuck that off. If we did that, they ain't no good no more. They start losing their job.
They are. And all I just say on that, and I'll end it there, is this choose your battles because just choose your battles because, trust me, they are oversights that's over out there now that will deal with you after a few complaints. You'll lose, man. I'm telling you, you'll lose that fight if you go and start taking on cops and having big fights with cops.
Well, that's the thing, though. I would never encourage nobody to go out there if they see some, their homeboy getting jacked up by the police or, arrested. Do not go engage no police officers.
Exactly.
Don't engage you. That's about what I was saying. Don't engage a police officer. No,
that's all I'm saying.
You know, don't do that. That would be very unwise. You get killed. You know what I mean? You get killed. You know, the best thing you can do, now, in an instance with a police officer, the best thing you can do is have your phone up and record a motherfucker. And record them, because they can't stop you from doing that.
Can't stop you. And that's all my point is to it, you know, because I think we got on the show or saying, you know, intervene and do this and do that. I don't want people to do that because that bring on other problems, trust me.
Yeah, so, you know, with this whole thing right now, like, because the thing about it, these kids today, they idolize the hood heroes. They idolize them. And the thing is, I see a lot of brothers trying to do stuff, and that's why it was important for somebody like Nipsey to be the one doing it, because he was from the community. He was a reputable guy from the community. So when the kids saw him saying, look, it ain't cool to do this, it's cool versus some square dude in a suit coming and tell him, hey, guys, exactly. don't be good, be nice. They're not going to pay him no attention. He's not cool. But if they see somebody like a James come back to the neighborhood and talk to the kids, they go listen to him because they fathers respect him. Their uncles respect him. Their big brothers don't heard of him before. They go listen to him.
It's just like Black History Month, but they ain't teaching you shit about Black history. A white guy can't come in there and say, with an auditorium full of Black kids, and say, I want y'all to be like this.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I want y'all to do this. This is what I'm trying to do. They don't understand that. That ain't where it go. And just like how you were saying it, you got a 33-year-old young man out here trying to push that, pushing it. I think he should have had more solid Black brothers on his team with it,
You know, that, but that probably was later. I mean, who knows what happened in 3 years from now, where he would have had this. But everybody would have started jumping on the bandwagon on this. And just listening to all the other people talk, I think everybody would have been on it. But one thing everybody got to understand, you'll never stop the gangbanging shit. Because just say, for instance, all the 60s, just say, bam. All the Bloods say, we done. You still got the Mexicans. You still got these other people over here that don't think the way we think or don't think in peace. And you right back into it, like 92. That shit wasn't going to last. As I say, this shit wasn't going to last. Mm-hmm. And, man, too much happened over here and too much memories over here. So you got to get with the kids, and he knew that.
Yeah.
He knew he couldn't start from the top.
And you're talking about the truth when you're talking about 92, guys.
Yeah. So he knew he couldn't start at the top, and that's where the guy was brilliant at. He was working with the kids. If you can get the kids and get them not to commit to what we were or what we're doing, then it stops there at what you got in the hood.
Yeah.
And that's how you kill it. That's how you stop.
Yeah. And for those of y'all that say no, that's what Nancy Reagan was trying to do, was just say no, not knowing that her husband was the biggest drug dealer in America at the time.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. We have the homeboy Rick Ross coming here to talk about that some. You know, and that's the thing right there. And I think, you know, and I know that's the main purpose of this show is, because like James said, we would never get rid of gangbanging. But if we can go save the kids and go talk to them and get them in another direction, then eventually the gangbanger will go away. It may not happen in our lifetime. It may not happen in their lifetime, but it's going to happen eventually. It's going to get watered down because you can see right now it's kind of getting more and more watered down right now. It's getting more and more watered down because each generation is changing a little bit. More kids like now, like, you know, you would see the little tinies out there and they got a cousin over here that's a Blood. They got family members that's this and that. So they not about to go bang on their own, you know, they not about to go fight their own family. You feel what I mean? So you got different, it's just stuff is different now. I came out to California in 88. When I came out here in 88, it was in full swing.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't even walk down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I came out here in a red Ohio State sweatshirt, man, and some Samoan man ran up on me, talking about, where you from? I said, Ohio, where you from? You know, I'm thinking, I'm that green. I wasn't no punk, though. I'm from the east side of Cleveland. He walked up on me, talking about, where you from, homie? I said, Cleveland, where you from?
Yeah.
You know, Detroit somewhere, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how it goes, you know? And I be honest, If you just took everybody, just the big homies in each hood, and stop your nephews, your little cousins, and all them from wanting to be a part of what you is because they idolizing you, you know what I'm saying? They idolizing their pops. You got a lot of gangbangers out here. They dads was gangbangers. They dads doing life in prison, so they want to be like that. No, don't emulate me. Go out there and get your own and do your own. Go to school. Now, if we did that and stop our nephews and everybody else from wanting to gangbang, just with our own family, start with our own family. Be a positive black man right there. I don't give a fuck if I got my bandana on my head and banging my ass off. Stop them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Stop them. Yeah. If you stop them, we good. Yeah. We good. Everybody got to realize we killing ourselves. I watched the thing with Elijah Muhammad, Farrakhan.
Yeah.
How can I help y'all? How can I help the gangbangers? How can I speak for y'all and y'all ain't helping me? He ain't got nothing to go on because we're killing each other. When everybody else is sitting back laughing at us, this is what our people need to look at. Our people need to look at, man, we need to stop killing each other. We are destroying ourselves.
Yeah.
And you can't blame nobody.
Yeah.
You can't blame nobody. These white boys out here teaching their kids how to shoot and stab motherfuckers. But you look on the video, you got your daughters twerking. I wish my daughter would. They twerking and hanging out.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn shame. Where's the parents? It's, I mean, we got to fix us, man.
Yeah.
Fuck the blame and fuck pointing at this and that. We got to fix us because we're killing each other, man.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
Yeah, I saw a Facebook post where some white cops was in a police car, and they went driving by and saw some people, some shootings and stuff like that, and they gave some people a high-five, a set of blacks a high-five, telling them good job because they had just did a drive-by and killed some other blacks.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah. I don't want to get too far into this, but, yeah. I mean, this shit exists.
Yeah.
This shit exists. And you got a lot of them in uniforms, Reg. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of them wearing the motherfucking badge that's doing this shit. So, man, I don't even want to just, like, really get into that because that's a different story. Mm. But, like I said, I mean, you know, this was all about Nipsey.
And you know, just like you said, and you do have some good law enforcement as well.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, no, I ain't gonna. Yeah, I can't take that. I mean, you see some good ones that get out and help families. You see, you got some white cops that look out for black people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They just not built on that prejudice bullshit. But sitting here, the man that just killed all them people, he's sitting here throwing up the PW.
Yeah.
White power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But they sitting there, like, smiling at him. And then you got six police officers standing there doing the same goddamn thing. Come on, man. If our people don't wake up to what we fucking see that's obvious, then we are helping them kill us off faster than we even can imagine. But we thinking this shit we doing in the hood, killing the homies and killing this nigga because he got money and won't give me $50 is cool. We got life fucked up. You ain't got another 40 years. You ain't got another 40 years. You might be a motherfucking slave in another 40 years. Wake up, smell a coffee, and, man, let's just stop doing this to ourselves. Let's just stop doing it to ourselves. Exactly. We have to wake up.
So the moral of the story is pretty much let's train our kids. And I think that's what I'm getting from both of you guys.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just saying, you know, we need to embrace the guys like Nipsey. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no blood or Crip bullshit. I was on the red side, so I mean, I can sit here and honestly saying this young man need to be applauded.
Yeah.
Just what he was doing, for what he was doing, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nowhere in the world this man should be laying flat. Yeah. Nowhere in the world. You can't hate me that much. I can take care of 100 motherfuckers. I just ain't got to you yet. I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah.
Don't mean you gotta kill me.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That ain't the way to die. That ain't how you're supposed to win out.
Exactly.
But shit, Martin Luther King wasn't supposed to go out like that either. Yeah. But we doing it to ourselves. Yeah. Once again. So I don't know. Everybody, I'm just got mixed emotions about the whole thing. And I got so many things in my mind to where I know how we should fix ourselves, but I can't fix me and everybody else. Everybody got to really pay attention and listen. And look at, you got Facebook, you got all of this shit on there. Half of the things we do are degrading to ourselves. But we do it.
Yeah.
But we do it. And personally, I think all the black men need to step up. We need to step up. Because I'll be damned if I see a black woman getting beat up by a white man on a bus stop and don't help her. Fuck that phone. I'm going to beat the shit out this motherfucker. I love my mama, and she was a black woman.
Yeah.
You feel me? And this here, we just need to just wake up and smell a coffee. Smell a coffee. Because one day, this situation here is going to happen to you. If you think this ain't going to happen to you, then you're in the wrong world. You're in the wrong place. And we all going to feel it. We all going to feel it or have felt it. And I'm fortunate I've been on both sides. I had the gun in my hand, and I received the same shit. I was facing the gun. So I know being shot or shooting at, I know what it's about. And it ain't no good feeling. And I can't sit up here and be a hypocrite and say,
you know, some motherfuckers deserve it, or I did what I did because I didn't have no sense. No, it don't make no sense, period. And I'm not going to say, if I knew what I know now, I wouldn't be getting down like this. Can't say it. Can't say it. It's just all stupid shit. But today, at 54 years old, I have more respect for my black people than I had in my whole entire life growing up. I didn't give a fuck. But everybody got to wake up, and I'm glad I woke up, and I respect the man right next to me. Reg?
Yep. Well, cool. Well, I think that's enough said on this subject. Once again, much respect and love out to Nipsey Hussle and his family. And by no means did we mean to disrespect or say anything disrespectful about him, because we don't have nothing but respect for him. So rest in peace, brother.
Rest in peace.
Peace.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.